This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
I have one daughter and one loser of a son-in-law.
She's insulting.
You call him names and disrespect him.
He's a dumbass. He hasn't gained my respect.
You haven't gained my respect and I don't call you dumbass.
She's obnoxious.
You actually have him programmed into your cell phone as dumbass. Yep. You did spell it wrong.
I know.
She's the most meddling mother-in-law.
Did you force these guys to sign a prenup?
Yep.
In Dr. Phil history.
I think he's a dumbass. He's a loser. He doesn't have a job. Do you have daughters, Dr. Phil?
I'll ask the question.
Do you ever keep your mouth shut?
Shut up. I'm not talking to you.
Hold on a minute. This woman has an agenda to sabotage this marriage. He could become Mother Teresa and it wouldn't muzzle her. Let's do it. If we're going to do something here that matters, then we got to deal with the truth.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
If I can help get this family back on track, are you willing to do that?
Ready, three, take.
This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Go, Dr. Phil.
How are you? All right, how you doing? All right. Well, forget Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier or Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Today, we have a match of a different kind. In one corner, mother-in-law Khalud. In the other corner, her son-in-law of 7 weeks, Steve. It is a battle of insults, and stuck in the middle is Khalud's daughter, Fallon. Take a look.
My name's Fallon, and I'm getting married in 4.5 months to my fiancé, Steve, and my mom hates him.
Khalud can't stand the fact that I'm a paramedic firefighter because I don't pull a six-figure income.
My mom compares money to love, and since Steve doesn't have a lot of money, she thinks he must not love me.
Khalud calls me dumbass or ass and just shows me no respect.
I don't like being in the middle. I'm stuck, and I love them both, and I don't see it getting better. I see it getting worse.
I came all the way to Tennessee from Michigan to stop my daughter from marrying that dumbass Steven. He's a loser, a lazy and he's only with her for the money. He works, what, a three-day job?
He thinks he's going to be marrying Fallon. It's not going to happen.
I want my daughter Fallon back in Michigan. I know she misses me. My husband really misses her. That's his princess. And I want her back home. I don't like him. I hate thinking about him, to be honest with you. I get mean.
You guys know what I'm here for?
We're actually doing wedding planning, so.
I don't know why. There'll be no wedding.
Khalud is kind of like a set of wind-up teeth that's just gonna keep on running its mouth until you put your hand physically on it to quiet it down.
I think you should go get my luggage ticket upstairs. I know you will, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna repeat myself. Move the damn luggage right now. Let's go.
I've been dealing with Khalud for 5 years, and now I'm ready to push back. Here's your luggage.
I came here to break up this wedding, and I'm gonna succeed, and everybody's gonna see the real you.
Well, mother-in-law Khalud, her daughter Fallon, and her son-in-law Steve are here. Now, you just saw them in the A&E real-life series, Monster-in-Laws. This airs Monday at 10, if you don't get enough of this today. But apparently, things didn't seem to get resolved as far as we can tell.
Nope. Sure didn't.
So, what is your agenda? You can't even watch the tape piece without talking. What is it that you're so fired up about?
I think he's a dumbass. He's a loser. He is what he is. He doesn't have a job. My daughter deserves better. Why should she be the breadwinner? She wears the pants in the family. She does the finance. She does everything. A man is supposed to be that, doing that, not my daughter.
Well, then you shouldn't marry him.
No, I'm glad I didn't marry him, and I don't call him my son-in-law. You guys don't even know. Everybody's clapping, but they don't know the story. You're not living in my shoes. So Seriously? No. Do you have daughters, Dr. Phil?
I'll ask the questions.
Well, it seems like you don't have a daughter. I have one daughter and one loser of a son-in-law. If he's talking about being a nurse for I don't know how many years, then you should have done it by now. You could have been a nurse. And I really don't care what kind of a job he gets, just to support my daughter. That's all I'm asking. I don't think she should be working.
When you and your husband got married, what did you do? What were you studying for?
I didn't have to work.
Besides being a mall security cop.
Yes, so?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
At least I got a job.
You were getting your associate's degree.
And I work full time so my husband could go to work.
In law enforcement, right?
Fellas, so? How you doing?
Civil service.
So?
So, what did your husband do?
You're still a loser. You're still a dumbass and always will be. What did your husband do when you got married?
Answer the
question.
What did he do?
I'm a female. I don't have to work.
And you got married to him. Why did you do that?
You're still a loser.
Why did you choose to marry him?
That's okay. Love is blind.
We just turned their mics off. Go ahead.
Thank you. Love is blind.
I
decided to marry him because he's my best friend. We've been together for now over 5 years, and he understands me, he respects me, he takes care of me in ways that I don't think she completely understands. It's not about the money. I personally don't...
Okay, I can't wait for you
Mom,
to have kids one day.
Let me finish.
And then you see if you want to sit home.
I personally don't like to do the cooking or the cleaning and the laundry. And he does that. It's maybe more of a role reversal, but it works for us.
Uh-huh.
And we're each other's best friend. And I mean, he makes me more than
tolerate her, obviously.
Yeah, and someone actually stay in my life even after.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
See what a smart ass he is? This is what I got to deal. He should show me respect.
You don't deserve respect.
Yeah, I do deserve respect.
Well, now, wait a minute. So you're completely happy with him?
I am so happy with my life and everything.
She hasn't had kids yet.
You love him?
I love him to death. We just got married a month and a half ago.
Okay, 6 weeks ago, you got married.
She bought her own ring. And she bought her own ring.
And what jobs have you held? You've worked
what jobs?
Paramedic?
Yeah, paramedic firefighter is what I do. It's what I'm trained in. So,
yeah.
I did that.
Oh, now you're going to clap for
it. A full-time job.
You what?
You want to be a nurse.
How many hours a week do you work?
I don't have to work.
Okay.
I don't have, thank God.
Wait.
Because
my
husband
works. Do you work?
So, I work. So what?
Okay.
Part-time when I want to work.
And how much?
I don't have to work.
How many hours a week do you work?
Oh, you know what? It's about you, not about me, honey.
Okay.
It's about my daughter.
Well.
That's right. Get that straight.
Okay. Well, now, you call him names and
disrespect
him.
He's a dumbass. This is what it is.
Well,
he hasn't gained my respect. He lies.
Well, but hold on a minute. You haven't gained my respect, and I don't call you dumbass.
Well, I'm here. But I'm not a dumbass. I raise my kids. I did the right thing. They are educated. My husband works full time.
You actually have him programmed into your cell phone as
dumbass.
Sure it is.
Yep. A dumbass. So when he calls me, it'll be dumbass calling. This is it. Because that's what he is.
What are you, two?
No, I'm not two. I'm a mom who's got one daughter, and I'm worried about her. I'm concerned about her when she has kids. What's she going to do? She's got to work so his ass can be on the couch enjoying her money and everything else. He doesn't do anything.
You can't even spell dumbass right.
Well, that's what he is, a dumbass.
You can't spell it right.
Yeah. You did spell it wrong, by the way.
I know. Well, he's dumb. No, I didn't spell it wrong. I know it's D-U-M-B, but it's dumb ass. That's how
but
I said it.
There's still a D in there.
I know, but that's how I am.
Okay,
at least I speak different languages.
Okay, but let me ask you something. Are you concerned that you are creating a difficult problem for your daughter?
No.
Are you concerned that while it may not be what you would choose for your daughter, that she's quite happy with her lifestyle and her choice?
Oh, she is? Because she complains to me. She calls me and complains. She doesn't want to work all the time. She wants to be home. He doesn't have... Listen, Dr. Phil, I'm respecting, but listen. Her house is hers. Her furniture is hers. Even the four dogs are hers. The car, everything is hers, the clothes, everything.
But
That suit's probably bought by her.
Is it all about money?
It's not about money, but don't you think he should provide for her?
Because listen,
why does she have to work? Why does she have to work full-time?
I made some notes.
Oh, I know. I need to wash dishes and clean clothes and cook.
Excuse me. I made some notes out of what we talked to you about. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
probably
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 out of 20 key statements you made are all about money.
Well, you need money to survive. So in order to get money, you got to work.
What do you do at the house if you don't
work?
Hold on. You cook, you clean, you do dishes.
Don't help me yet. Don't help me yet.
I do more than you.
You say he can't support your daughter.
Nope.
That he initially...
He needed tires. She had to go and buy them because
he initially
he didn't have money.
Asked her to co-sign for a ring. He gave her a small diamond
really
that
small,
he didn't even buy.
Really small, you can't hardly
buy.
See it. My daughter deserves better than that.
He didn't help pay for the wedding.
No.
His parents paid $3,000. Big deal.
Big deal it is.
You want an annulment at this point.
I would love to have that. It'll be easier.
She owns everything. House,
she
car.
Does.
She's paid
she
for
sure
everything.
Does.
You called asking my parents to help with their guests.
I shouldn't
Can you
even
pay for
had
your
to
guests?
Help.
Okay.
I shouldn't even
when
have to help.
When you request
shouldn't even
that my parents
your
help
parents,
you and make
you
a payment on something,
you
maybe you should talk to them before you have
my daughter,
$100
you
plate
should be
wedding.
Paying.
How
so
about that?
She deserves that.
You're selfish.
No, I'm not
You're
selfish.
Absolutely selfish. You're absolutely selfish.
Nope. It's your wedding to you enjoy.
Go ahead. We're
going to
take a break.
Khalid
wanted son-in-law Steve to sign a prenup. We're going to see what happened about that when we come back. You manage people by intimidation with the idea that if you talk louder and you talk longer, then you're going to come out the winner. But you've met the old boy with whom that doesn't work, lady. And later, if this woman who has
an
overt agenda to sabotage and destroy this marriage, if she forces you into a choice, what are you going to do?
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
You did sexually molest your little sister, correct?
Yes. It was mainly just touchy-feely, just like casual.
Let me tell you, there isn't anything casual about molesting an 8-year-old child.
I trusted Michael, and he broke our bond and trust.
What did you want to say to your brother? I've got to ask the question everybody across America is asking right now. How did you not know?
Then on Thursday, does this tape prove his wife cheated?
I really believe she had an affair.
Or is jealousy making him crazy?
I will get inside your delusion and talk to you about this.
That's Thursday.
My daughter Fallon married a dumbass, a loser. In Thanksgiving, I can't stand this kid, that I actually put, he loves hot chocolate, and I put X-Lax in his hot chocolate. So he had diarrhea all night, which I enjoyed seeing them. So when I get mad or sad or whatever, I always get under his skin so I could show Fallon what kind of a loser she's married.
He needs help. I don't need help.
Well, that was Khalid confessing to sneaking a laxative into her son-in-law Steve's hot chocolate. Now,
with my daughter's help.
Khalid's husband and Fallon's father, Jerry, is here, and you don't like him either?
That's really not true. I love Steve. And, well, I'm giving my perspective.
Okay,
your perspective is very outspoken. I believe that, to say the least, I believe that that Fallon and Steve really are meant for each other. They are their best friend. However, okay, my perspective is more about my daughter's happiness. That's all I care about, her long-term happiness, not her short-term happiness. Mm-hmm. Right now, you know, as is mentioned, she makes a significant amount more money than Steve.
And a
so
lot
what,
more.
What that does is they've
That's
created
a
certain
more.
Lifestyle that they're used to
more.
And that Fallon's used to. And my concern is when they do decide to have children, Fallon was a dancer her entire life. Steve was a hockey player. So whether they have a boy or a girl, they're going to want to put them in something that's very expensive and very time consuming. My concern is once Fallon has a baby and her maternal instincts kick in, is she going to want to be a stay-at-home mom?
Yes,
whether
she
it's
is.
For 6 months
sure,
or
sure
a
will.
Year. And if so, will Steve's finances be able to sustain
nope.
the lifestyle that they're used to?
Nope, it won't.
And if not, is that going to cause a problem with Fallon where she's going to resent having to work instead
but,
of wanting
and she
to
will.
Work?
But, okay, but let me ask you something here. And I get where you're going, and thank you for that. It gives me an idea of where you stand in this. But listen, I do have two grown children. One's married and the other one's not. And
they're both working, I bet.
They are.
I rest my case.
Steve does work. You can't say he doesn't work, and he works.
Not enough.
In a very, well, but he's a paramedic firefighter, and it's not his fault that people don't get paid for doing the type of his job like Fallon gets paid.
And listen, I you know, parents know what they want, and they know certain things, and I do think I know something about people and relationships. I don't think I don't think as much as you do. Because I don't have as much to say as you have to say. I'll say
I say the truth.
But you say the truth as you see it.
That's what I see.
I'll tell you what you do. You say the truth as you see it, and you manage people by intimidation with the idea that if you talk louder and you talk longer, then you're going to come out the winner. But you've met the old boy with whom that doesn't work, lady.
Well, we'll see.
Because I just don't... I just don't buy into that.
We'll see.
You're even criticizing his clothes. You said you don't even have
I'm
on a tie.
I'm wondering, even you gave it to him. Did you give it to him?
You say you don't even wear a tie. You have a very legitimate. You have a very legitimate career at this point. And
I'm not
I'll tell you what.
The career.
When you do what you do, when you work as a paramedic firefighter,
I'm not questioning.
Man,
that.
I don't need you very often, but when I do, my life depends on it. And thank you for doing.
That's right.
But
not 2-3 days.
Don't
get a job.
Just because you're on the spot right now, don't act like
you support
it.
I'm not on the spot. I'm concerned, Dr. Phil.
Let me ask you something.
For God's sake, I know him. You just don't know him.
If you were going to categorize yourself as credible, I'm going to give you some choices. Credible, constructive, rude, loudmouth, and obnoxious. Where would you put yourself?
All of them, if I have to be. I'm outspoken. I'm a generous person. I'm a very good person. I'm outspoken, I'm bad. I don't think so.
Do you ever keep your mouth shut long enough to find out if you have to be
all those
things?
Do you think you're actually contributing something here by being obnoxious and rude?
That's the only way I could do it. You know, whoever said no, it's none of your business. You're not living, you know, with me. You don't know anything.
You don't need to worry about them. Just talk to me here.
I can hear it. I can hear it. And you speak up, Fallon, like you speak up to me.
She doesn't need your permission to speak up.
Well, I'm just saying,
I'm conducting this interview, and if I need your help, I know exactly where to find you. Well, okay?
Right next to
you. I got it.
Right.
Now, we'll be right back.
She thinks just like me. She's just like me. She's a strong person. She might not show it on the show
right now. I wouldn't slam a door that hard.
I'm telling you, she is like me.
Well, I just wonder sometimes if your brain knows what your mouth is saying.
Oh, yeah, I do. Trust me.
And later...
Are you kidding with the audience? Seriously?
Okay, oh now God. You've got a problem with the audience?
Well, because they're clapping. They don't even know the whole story.
But they don't need your permission
like
to clap.
Well,
they don't need your permission to call.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil, the Dr. Phil family returns.
Alexandra has told many lies over the years.
Now she's back to answer for them.
You'll be shocked.
Yes, I lied.
At what Alexandra finally admits to.
You don't understand, do you?
Her choice of words is revealing.
If I could have all of my children, that would be awful. Awesome.
How long has it been since Alexandra has seen Nathan and Layla?
Find out who was awarded custody.
We just don't know what's going to happen.
And what Dr. Phil reveals to Aaron.
What?
What do you think of that?
There are no words for what I'm thinking.
Plus, younger sister Catherine returns.
I understand that you have some big news that just might shock some folks.
That's Monday.
If this woman, who has
an
overt agenda to sabotage and destroy this marriage, if she forces you into a choice, what are you going to do?
She's going to take my side eventually.
No, I won't. This is now my family. This is my family now.
No, when you're ready to have money and you're not ready, you're
ready to have money.
We live in Tennessee. I don't want my daughter to work full time.
We live in Tennessee. You want us to move back to Michigan.
Yes, she will.
So you guys are living in Tennessee right now, and they're in Michigan.
Yes. Only a phone call away.
Okay, but wait. All right, what's further away than Tennessee? Have you considered...
It's not even funny, really.
Have you considered Puerto Rico?
I know.
Have you considered...
I'll be visiting that place anytime.
Seriously, if she... You have to understand that as an adult, you make a decision, and you make a commitment, and you either take it seriously, and you totally commit to it, and if somebody is attacking that, then they're not being your friend.
Okay, I want to ask my daughter a question, Dr.
And I'm going to let you do that as soon as I'm finished, okay?
Okay.
The minute I'm finished, I'm going to tag you and you can talk.
I just don't want to lose my train of thought.
Okay. Now, my question for you is, if you are seriously committed to this marriage, then you are getting put into a position of having to sever your communications with her, right?
She won't.
I live nine and a half hours away. Yeah.
Phone call away.
So you have to make a decision. If she's trying to sabotage your relationship, it would be disloyal for you to entertain that if you're committed to the marriage. And she seems to think that she dominates your thinking.
I do.
I'm ready to talk to you. I'm tagging you in.
Okay.
I said, she seems to think that she dominates your thinking, and you said, I do. And you said that with pride.
Mm-hmm. It's my daughter. She thinks just like me. She's just like me. She's a strong person. She might not show it on the show right now.
I wouldn't slam a door that hard.
I'm telling you, she is like me. One question
you,
I want to ask
you. Do you
her.
Think
one question.
That it is a... No. Do you
Please
think,
let me
do
ask
you
this
think,
question.
Do you think that it is a virtue if you dominate your adult daughter's thinking?
No.
Because I said, she
meant.
Thinks she dominates your thinking. You said, I do.
Well, I mean, okay.
Well, I just wonder sometimes if your brain knows what your mouth is saying.
Oh, yeah, I do. Trust me. Listen, I want to ask you one question.
How do you do this?
May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Honest question, okay? When you're ready to have a family, you want to work the rest of your life. I want an answer. Right away.
I won't know until I have a family.
But I know you better because you've complained to me about it. Because this dumbass is...
I got my college education.
You got it. I paid for it.
I worked.
You didn't teach her how to do anything around the house.
Oh, I did.
Again,
but why would she learn anything? She's got
to
work.
Why would she learn
anything?
She does
the finance.
She's supposed to be
She's
the stay-at-home mom.
The
why
family.
Would she learn how to
you
take care of the house?
You should be cooking, cleaning, picking up dog everything, because that's all you're about to do. That's all you do. Work 2 days a week.
You know,
and she's
got to
work five, six days a week, full time.
You know,
are you kidding me?
One thing that could quiet
Seriously.
This down, Dr.
Are
Phil.
You kidding me?
One thing could quiet this down. One
Let me tell
exactly.
you.
If it's not this,
I've been doing this for 35
else.
Years. He could become Mother Teresa, and it wouldn't muzzle her.
No, I think it would. Wait a minute.
I've been living with her for 30 years, and... She is not this passionate about anything.
Nope.
She's passionate about her children.
I have one
daughter
and
she has a concern, and what she is expressing is something obnoxious about something she's terribly concerned about, and that's if...
I see my daughter
when she has children,
everything else. That's ridiculous.
Will these two be able to survive it?
Nope.
That's her passion. That's what she's worried about. And what she's doing, she's explaining it in an obnoxious way.
Okay? I look at his smirk
That's
on his
what
face.
It's all about.
He thinks it's a joke, Dr. Phil. Seriously.
So anything other than that, that See? Would resolve this. It wouldn't
See?
Be here.
That's what I've got to put up with. Ask him what he calls
it. Wouldn't resolve it.
So you're
I'm
a victim here.
Yes. Well, not really. She's a victim. She's a victim.
We're going to take a break because my ears need one.
Oh, my God.
All right, next we're going to talk about what made Steve cry and Khalid laugh with glee. We're going to find out when we come back.
percent of the women that work are the breadwinners.
Why should they be? A man should have to go out and get a job.
But see, so, but
that's
Dr.
a man's
Phil,
job.
The loneliness is the core issue here, not Steve.
And later... Now, I'm going to talk to her, and if I have to take you off the stage to do it, I will.
You're here to help us out. Why would you take me out?
It's your choice. Closed captioning provided by...
There is a lot of conflict around this wedding. I have two items here. One is obviously a bouquet of flowers, and one is a prenup. I want you to hold that. Tell Fallon and Steve what that represents to you.
I feel this bouquet represents a wedding that I feel like Steven is stealing my only daughter away, my best friend.
Khalid, the other item I have here is the magical prenup that you drew up. What I need to know now is which one of these items you're going to throw into that fire.
It's a hard decision to make.
Okay, did you force these guys to sign a prenup?
Yep.
So you did?
Mm-hmm. Trying.
An attempt.
Did you sign one?
No.
So she didn't force you to sign one?
She tried.
She tried to force you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Are you kidding with the audience? Seriously?
Okay, oh now God. You've got a problem with the audience?
Well, because they're clapping. They don't even know the whole story.
But they don't need your permission to clap.
Well,
they don't need your permission to clap. All right, one huge source of contention before the wedding was Steve's car. Take a look.
Oh.
This is what I want sold. His baby. This piece of
We're supposed to pay for some things for the wedding. He hasn't paid anything yet. And I feel like if he sold this, it would just take care of it.
Thank you.
Are you willing to sell this car?
No.
I rest my case. He will sell the car, jackass.
If he were to sacrifice that car, would that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, I see something that you don't even use, so why not just sell it and get money for it? Because I don't want to be the only one paying for the wedding.
Steve, why is this getting you so riled up, this car? I mean, you're shaking right now, you're getting pissed.
Sacrificing that isn't about our relationship. It's about pleasing that woman.
No, it's about my daughter.
Is that car more important than her?
No.
Yep.
But that is a car that I had to work very hard to find.
The tow truck is on its way right now, and I have a buyer.
Oh.
There he's right there. Take a look.
Oh my God.
Are you mad at me?
Seriousness? I'm not selling the car.
That's it. It's a car versus my daughter.
It's not a car versus your daughter. You're
yes,
trying to make it a car
yes,
versus your daughter. That's
yes,
what you don't seem to understand.
It's a car versus my daughter.
Yeah, you just need her to away from me.
Can you move over here, please?
You're gonna go hug it?
Are you going to let the tow truck take it or not?
Sell the car.
I sold it and made money for the wedding.
Well, okay, look, Mel Robbins is here, and she's one of the relationship coaches on the A&E series Monster in Laws. And Mel has some thoughts about that and about this.
Yes. When I look at Khalid, I don't laugh at her. I'm not annoyed with her. You know what I feel? Pity. Because I think she's incredibly lonely. And her life...
I'm not lonely.
Yes, you are.
I don't think so.
Your
life,
your daughter was the center of your universe. You've said it 100 times. You want her to move back to Michigan. And it kills you. It kills you.
I need to protect her.
That she's living. You need to protect her. Right. From what? From pain?
He's not doing what he's supposed to do.
The reason why you're mad at him, and this is really why we want you to talk to him, Dr. Phil. We need you.
No, I'm
because here's the problem. Everybody in America is suffering right now, and your
daughter's
happy.
There's jobs for America. There's McDonald's. Go get a job at McDonald's.
But listen, what we all want for our kids is for them to be happy and loved, and your daughter has both.
Does she really?
Why are you trying to decide? The other thing that I want you to understand is that we live in a very different moment in time. The majority of married couples are dual earner income households. And 40% of women that work are the breadwinners for their household.
Who?
40% of the women that work are the breadwinners.
Why should they be? A man should have to go on and get a job.
But see, Dr. Phil, the loneliness is the core issue here, not Steve.
I get it. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to the person that I really, really want to talk to, and that's Fallon. She's the key here. We'll be right back.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
You did sexually molest your little sister, correct?
It was maybe just touchy-feely, just like casual.
There isn't anything casual about molesting an 8-year-old child.
That's tomorrow.
Closed captioning provided by... Well, I'm here with Khalood and her husband, Jerry. They're the parents of Fallon, who is in a 6-week marriage to Steve. Fallon, here's my question for you. You are a beautiful young woman.
Yep.
And you're intelligent, you're articulate, you're educated, all of these things. So I know in this world, you, I'm certain, have had lots of options to date and people that you could pursue. Why did you pick this guy?
Because she controls him.
You're not a ventriloquist, okay? And let me tell you, you are, whether you realize it or not, and maybe you'll watch this when you get home, you are so insulting to your daughter.
No.
When you open your mouth when I'm talking to her. It's so insulting.
Nope.
Now, I'm going to talk to her, and if I have to take you off the stage to do it, I will. And so it's your choice. But, Fallon, I do want to talk to you, because while she may not respect your ability to make choices, I do. Are you in love with him?
Yeah.
Think he's pretty cute.
I mean.
And it's and the you know, I acknowledge the fact that Fallon makes more money than me, and but it's not something that A, I don't take advantage of it, and B, it's not something that I really push for. Anything in life that we have that Fallon that's nice, I mean, is above and beyond my means. I mean, it's there because Fallon wants it. I'm not. I don't want the house. I don't want a damn Mercedes.
Are you enjoying it?
I don't want all this crap.
Talk to me. Don't get sucked into the abyss. Just talk to me.
Well, it's just everything we have. I mean, Fallon was raised in a environment where it's a higher standard of living. It's not the way I was raised. But you know, we could live out of a cardboard box. I don't care.
Then why don't you?
You know, why don't we? I don't know.
Because I wouldn't want to.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
Fallon wouldn't want to. It's, you know, everything that's really nice and above and beyond our bare necessity means is there not out of, you know, like necessity from my part, but out of she enjoys stuff like that.
Despite the fact that she has what I think is an atrocious methodology. You have to understand that she and Jerry both legitimately want the best for their daughter.
Thank you.
I mean, what she's desiring, I think, is very admirable. It's just that she goes about it in a way that simply isn't motivating.
You make me sound like I'm evil and bad. I'm a mom of a one daughter. What? I'm not evil.
Just
In your mind, you're not. But if you heard, and you got to watch the show, because when you hear how you're approaching it, it's wrong.
Because have I not spoken to him nicely? Wait, I'm not talking to you, please. Please, I said,
see,
please. I'm not talking, but I said, have I not spoken to him nicely and told him to go in and get an education?
I know, but
to go where to go to college and everything. I tried to help you out.
Constantly bashing him is not going to help because, you know
because
what?
Because nothing else works.
Like I said, okay. Steve's a smart guy, and they will work things out.
When?
But what
when
Dr. Phil's
late.
Talking about is exactly what they need to do. They need to plan because
if
they can
you,
be
if
successful.
If you guys would ask if we had a plan.
I've helped you.
Please. If you would ask if we had a plan, you would actually find out that we do.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Do
what
we?
Is a plan?
Well,
wait a minute.
Well, you don't. You. That's they do not owe you an explanation. They may choose to share with one. They may choose to share with one, and maybe they will. We're going to take a break.
Can you share that with us?
I'm here with Khalud, Jerry, Fallon, and Steve. And if you've been watching, you can turn the volume back up because I'm gonna talk for a minute. And you know, as strange as it may seem, I actually like this woman. I love her spunk and her spirit. I think what you want for your daughter is what any mother would want for their
Thank
daughter.
You. Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, good. Then you've got it covered.
Not yet.
But I think, but really, and any father, they want their daughter. They want you to be secure and safe and
not to
look,
be used.
If you really love your children, it's hard to think that anybody could be good enough for them. When I showed up at Robin's front door the first time, she was 19 and I was 22 and looked 40. And, you know, her parents were like, who is this man? I mean, why are you going out with this old guy? We were only 3 years different. But so I understood I wasn't good enough for them. But, you know, it worked out all right. But you've got to understand that they have a legitimate concern. I just think that they, heavy emphasis on Khalud, have a problem with boundaries. Because once you become an adult and you make your own family, then you become an influencer, not a controller. And that's tough. You know, when your kids turn like 18 and 21, you can no longer say, do this. You have to say, I hope you'll do this. Let me kind of pave the way for you to do this and hope that you'll go that direction. And I think that you've got to give, these kids have been married for 6 weeks.
And yeah, but she's known him for so many years.
Yeah,
he's been talking about it.
Yeah,
Dr. Phil, can't you just go and work?
Okay, let me tell you.
I mean,
I don't
get it.
Listen, if I thought for a minute that him going and getting a nurse's degree would shut you up.
McDonald's even.
Then
I don't care what job.
But there's more to it than that. It's okay to want what you want. It is not okay for you to disrespect another human being in the way that you disrespect him.
He disrespects me. Ask him what he calls me. I'm his mother-in-law. Ask him what he calls me.
Look, we have FCC violations that we have to consider here.
And no, he calls me by my first name.
And if he told me what he thought, if he told me what he thought about you, we would have fines out the kazoo. I have no doubt.
Because there's nothing wrong with me.
Because you've earned it.
No.
But what I'm saying is, look, I'm appealing to your greed here. Listen, I'm appealing to your greed. Do what works. You don't set the schedule and the agenda.
5 years?
It
are
isn't
you kidding me?
Your life. It's yours.
Five
and you're comfortable
years.
With where you are, right?
I'm very comfortable.
But yet, but that doesn't mean that y'all don't have goals.
Right.
And what are they? I'm sorry.
She said she's sorry.
Yeah, that's a breakthrough right there.
That's a breakthrough. I think it's the monumental.
Yeah, I'll put that in the loop on video and send it to you. And you can
please.
Play it. I'm sorry. Do you guys have a plan for kind of evolving your lives and your careers?
We do, absolutely.
Okay, and you don't need to explain it to us right now.
Yeah,
it's
he does,
okay.
Please.
But
I like to
do
hear
you
that.
Do you have a plan, and are you looking to change your career and do some different things?
The career change is unfortunately a nurse you know, probably makes almost double what a paramedic does, mm-hmm. but without getting into that too deeply. You know, I guess it'd be more of just a step up. I don't want to quit what I'm doing. What I do, I love what I do. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the luxury, it's a give and take. You have this great job, you get to help people. The pay is horrible, but you only work 9 days a month on a 24-hour shift schedule. Mm-hmm. So the other, you know, 21 days are there for a job and for mm-hmm. a second job, and that's what most people, most firefighters do, is have mm-hmm. second jobs so that they can help provide for their family.
So why don't you?
This is, he and I are talking right now. You're just kind of the fly on the wall.
I've checked, there's no off button.
With a really big mouth on the fly, but you're a fly on the wall. But aren't you hearing some things you want to know?
I do.
Okay, then let's continue.
But, you know, we've discussed our plans and you know, again, we're where we are now, we can afford it. And, you know, I give credit for her completely. I mean, but if we could do it again, we wouldn't have such a large house, so we could cut the mortgage sure. down. We would regroup our lifestyle based upon a more reasonable income.
Well, and you can make some adjustments. I mean, you're just six
Absolutely.
Weeks into this, right?
Yeah.
Nothing's set in stone, but hear this. The difference between a dream and a goal is a timeline and an action plan. Because mm-hmm. someday is not a day of the week. You can look on the calendar. It doesn't say someday. It says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then there's January through December, and then there's next year, and there's next year. What makes a dream into a goal is that you say, by a certain date, I'm going to have step one done. Mm-hmm. By a certain date, I'm going to have step two done. And pretty soon, days turn into weeks, weeks turn
Years.
Into months, and then all of a sudden, those steps accumulate into the goal that you wanted. And you all need to work on that. You don't have to be in a panic about it. And it's not somebody else's agenda or yardstick. And, you know, I'm really sorry that even when I think what I'm having is a good, constructive conversation with him, that even during there, you need to try to undercut him while I'm talking about it.
Because
I've tried
talking to him. My
yeah,
husband's
but,
tried.
Yeah,
no, don't I, shake no, your head. Please don't. No, no,
yeah.
no. I've
no.
been talking you, nice about
but
it.
But based on results, it isn't working, is it?
No,
so that
he's
means
lazy,
that you
Dr.
are incompetent.
Phil, he's lazy. No, he's lazy.
As far as you,
he's
as a
lazy.
Life manager for him, you don't know
doodly
squat.
I really don't
squat.
Care about him. I worry about my daughter.
Okay, well, she does care about him. So if you love her,
and I do.
Then you're going to find a way to be okay with him. And you've
well,
got to
you know
understand.
What? If she's going to be used to living the life that she's living, then okay. that's fine. But don't come back and cry.
Yeah, you know what?
That's
but,
all you're concerned about.
That's Fallon's
yeah.
decision.
I know she's not going to be happy when she has
decision.
Kids because she said she wants to stay
You don't
home.
Know that.
But I'll tell
that's
you
what.
What
she says.
You don't know that.
But I'll tell
that's
you what.
That's what she tells me, so I
if,
don't know.
You know, I've got family and all, and I've always said, you can call me a sumbitch, but you're going to do it long distance. Because
do you want to move back, Fallon? Honestly?
I ain't gonna be. I am
you
not gonna
this
be.
Is helping?
I'm not gonna be around people that try to derogate me or my wife. I just would never be around people like that. You need to be around people that love you and support you. And if they don't, then they need to be.
But we do
on the not list,
Dr. Phil. We do right. support.
Okay, and that's up to you. Because here's the thing: when there's trouble in a marriage with in-laws. It's your job to handle your people. It's your job to handle your people. And your people are out of control. And it's your job to go up. All right, we'll be right back. Closed captioning provided by... If you would like to purchase a DVD or transcript of your favorite Dr. Phil show, please log on to drphil.com or call 866-4-DR-PHIL. That's 866-437-7445. 866-437-7445. Check out A&E Network's real-life series, Monsters in Laws, every Monday at 10 p.m. It's on A&E every Monday at 10 p.m. In fact, last night, the episode with Khulod and her brood aired. Thanks to all of my guests today. Mel Robbins, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Mel, by the way, is a best-selling author, and she's a relationship coach. And everyone in the audience is going home with a copy of Mel's book that... The title of her book is Stop Saying You're Fine. You will love this. Thanks for being here. So long. Check out A&E Network's real-life series, Monsters in Laws, every Monday at 10 p.m. It's on A&E every Monday at 10 p.m. In fact, last night, the episode with Khulod and her brood aired. Thanks to all of my guests today. Mel Robbins, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Mel, by the way, is a best-selling author, and she's a relationship coach. And everyone in the audience is going home with a copy of Mel's book that... The title of her book is Stop Saying You're Fine. You will love this. Thanks for being here. So long. Thanks.